from tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2008 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday afternoon, May the 23rd, 2008, Dr. William Knowles, the speaker of the service, teaching on forgiveness, the key to healing. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
I was ahead of my class. I was the smallest, most immature, the littlest in my class. But I excelled because I was I'd been accelerated. Tricia and I had been accelerated because we were in the honors group. And I wanted to be respected as a man. And I was the butt of a lot of jokes of these boys that were 2 years older. Well, this young lady was coming to town. And this young lady had a problem. She was a nymphomaniac. Y'all all know what that means? Well, she was in bondage. She couldn't say no. And she would lay down for 15 or 20 boys. And she was coming to town. She'd been there the year before, and three of these boys had used this poor girl. And she was coming back to town to visit her aunt. And they came to me and said, "Billy, you still got the keys to your uncle's camp house down in the swamp?" "See, I got the keys to the gate. I get to hunt down there." I said, "Well, Billy's coming to town and we're going to have a little party on Saturday night. We're looking for a place." I said, "We'll let you in on it if you'll open the gate for us." Oh, man, that made me feel like, man. Suddenly, I was going to get to prove my manhood. And about 4 days later, I heard that Betty was coming. There were 25 boys. It was no longer four. There's 25 boys that were going to be down there. And I thought, my God, never keep it quiet with that many people. And the thought of having to stand in front of my mother and have her cry and her look at me weeping and say, "Billy, how could you do so? How could you disappoint me like that? How could you disappoint us and you could do such a thing?" And you know, the thought of having to stand in front of my mother and see her cry in front of me and be shamed, I couldn't do it. I went to them and I said, "Hey, what you boys talking about? They tell you they're going to be 25 down there." My uncle came to me and said, "Billy, what's this about? You're taking some whore down to my camp. Give me the keys." I said, "You boys going to call me my hunting privilege. I don't want anything to do with it." I don't know what they did with Billy. But I didn't have to stand in front of my mom and see the hurt in her eyes and hear her cry and just sit there. I just couldn't take that. And I was at odds with my mother and I was rebelling with my mother a lot of things. But the thought of that and that's the way Jesus wants you to love Him. He wants you to love Him so much that you wouldn't sin and hurt Him. Well, you see, you sin. When you sin against Him. And you hurt Him. And when He won't forgive, you hurt Him. And He'll watch you crying and walk all the way down with the devil in His bunch. And He will send His prophet to you. He will send people to convict you. But He will not put a hook in your nose and drag you back. So, we're getting a little astray. Go back. All right, next slide. Right there. Romans 12 says, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Next slide. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but give rather to wrath, for vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Next slide. Since vengeance belongs to God, you demand for it makes you a thief and separates you from God. Next slide. Unforgiveness separates you from God's forgiveness. He says, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. Now that's in all three synoptic gospels. And other places too. That is an unvarying rule of God. You won't forgive. Next slide. There it is in Mark. Next slide. Here it is in Luke. Next slide. And here it is in the unforgiving servant. You all know the story of the man that owed $10 billion. He owed 10,000 talents of gold, which is about $10 billion at the present price. And he went out and grabbed something because the master forgave him. He went out and grabbed his fellow servant who owed him 100 denarii. That's 100 days' wages. Be about 10,000. At $100 a day, it'd be about 10,000. $50 a day, it'd be 5,000. And thrown in jail. And the master said, was angry, and delivered him to the torturers or the tormentors or put him in jail, depending on your. Though you should pay off all, and so my heavenly Father will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother's trespass. You know, I'm looking for the picture of the bunch of hillbillies with their guns standing like this staring at you. It says, our well-trained, efficient crew eagerly awaits you. That's what I want to flash up there. That's what's eagerly awaiting you if you won't forgive. It's the enemy's well-trained, efficient crew, the tormentors. Now, what do the tormentors mean? Well, that word in the Greek originally meant the people who changed money. Checked money to see what's real or not. They didn't have paper money then. They had a coin, and they'd dip it down into a caustic solution. See, that's real gold. That doesn't eat it up. And so forth. They transferred that name over to the folks over in the jailhouse who checked your testimony to see whether it was true or not. Remember, they were getting ready to take Paul and tie him up on the rack and beat the tar out of him to see whether he was telling the truth. That was their truth serum. And if they beat you enough, you didn't confess to anything. That's the thing, they put your hand in the Iron Maiden and crush your fingers one at a time. And they can't get ordinary folks to do that. And so they get folks who get their jollies out of inflicting pain. And they just switch. Hey, you want to tell us the truth now? You sure you don't want to change your mind? Tighten a little bit more and you scream and holler. And after a while, you confess to anything. Well, those are the tormentors. And that's the crew that's out there. Because you have walked out from under God's covering. They're waiting on you. I had the tormentors on me. Next slide. We make a decision to forgive, to remit the debt. We still have problems with it. They're tormenting us. Bad dreams and feelings of hate and resentment. High blood pressure, stomach ulcers, worse, cancer. Next slide. How do we get relief? Next slide. We cry out to God for mercy. Next slide. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that also he shall reap. And he who sows to the flesh, will of the flesh reap corruption. And he who sows to the Spirit, will of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Now you hear a lot about sowing and reaping from the prosperity preachers. There are five verses in the Bible that speak directly of sowing and reaping. One of them talks about money. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9. Those are money verses. He who sows sparingly shall reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. And Paul's talking about money. All the rest of them are talking about something else. They're talking about forgiveness. They're talking about mercy and grace. They're talking about love. There's one that sort of tangentially you can say is money. But the thing I want you to know, what are you sowing into the lives of the people? Next slide. We begin to sow mercy and forgiveness into the lives of those who hurt us. Next slide. And you've already said that you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons and daughters of your Father in heaven. God wants you to sow mercy. His nature is to be merciful and gracious. And He wants you to sow mercy, gracious, forgiveness. He wants you to counsel the debt. I don't want to see them pay, Lord God. Lord, I don't want to see them pay for what they did to me. I want you to forgive them and bless them, Lord. What do you want coming back to you? Psalm 34 says, David said, they returned me evil for good. But as for them, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. And my prayers returned to my own bosom. Oh, what kind of prayers do you want coming back? When you're praying for your enemies, just remember that whatever you pray is going to come back to you. Next slide. If you sow judgment and condemnation, that's what you'll reap. Next slide. And everybody open their Bible to Matthew chapter 7, please. Mark it out for a minute. I want everybody to open their Bibles now to Matthew chapter 7. It's okay. It's all right. I want you to look at it in your Bible. Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. You got it there, Jerry? Stand up and turn around and read it to them. Everybody look at it in their Bible. Is that what it says in y'all's Bible? Does anybody's Bible say anything different from that? Yeah. I do too. It says, judge not that you be not judged. Well, what judgment or condemnation you use. But in all the translations it says the same thing. If you judge, you're going to receive that judgment back in the same measure. Now that's in your Bibles, just like it's in mine. It's your problem. Okay? I just want you to see, it's just not in Dr. Null's Bible. That if you judge someone for hurting you, or condemn them, and speak a judgment on them, or condemnation on them, that's going to come back on you by the same measure you spoke it out. That's what it says, doesn't it? Anybody's Bible say anything different? Yours. Next slide. If you sow forgiveness and mercy, that's what you're going to receive. How many of y'all want forgiveness and mercy in your lives? And you sow forgiveness and mercy to those people who've hurt you. And you let God worry about whether or not they're going to pay for it. That's His problem. He's a just God. But that's His problem, and you don't have to worry about it. You sow. And then you say to God, you say, God, help me, Lord. I've got all this anger and rage and hostility in me. You know, I didn't know. When I started praying, I didn't know I had all the anger and rage and hostility in me that was there. I've been praying for people for years. I've seen great miracles happen. Seen demons flee. But I didn't know, deep down, buried in my being, was anger and rage and hostility and bitterness about things that happened 50 years ago. Y'all ever be going along and something comes up, or something you remember, suddenly something that happened to you 30 years ago that hurt you? Anybody besides me ever have that? What's happening there is that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. And He's saying, forgive this person and pray for them. Pray for mercy and forgiveness that this hurt will be erased out of your soul, that your brain can recover. What's the next slide? Next slide. Put that drawing of the bondage spirit up there. I've sort of rambled a lot, and it's taken much longer than I thought it would. I was been reading a lot about the neurophysiologist and what happens to your brain when you have unforgiveness, when you have anger and rage. You know that fear will alter your immune system's ability to respond. If you're very, very fearful, it alters the ability of your immune system to make antibodies, so you're the one that catches the cold in the office. Anybody comes to the office with a cold, you're the one that catches it. Some folks don't ever seem to get sick, but you get sick. Every bug that goes around, you seem to catch. You got the allergy, your nose is stopped up. You got the burning in the stomach. You got the high blood pressure. If you're angry, if your pride is injured, and you become angry, and you have anger and rage and hostility, that affects the other side of your immune system, and you develop arthritis, and you get bitter, and it develops arthritis, and pains, and fibromyalgia, and you have unexplained pains, unexplained lupus erythematosus, unexplained autonomic diseases where your body starts making antibodies that will consume your body. That's what arthritis is. Your body begins to consume it. Your joints all get all this inflammation and begin to swell up because you've got these bad antibodies. That's because you've got bitterness and anger and rage. It's circulating and just on and on and on, and it never stops. And now what happens, if I get into this, I could be here for 2 days, but what happens, you see, any of y'all ever been scared, and want to run, and something happened and you just scares you so bad, and you want to run? The fight-or-flight reaction is you get a sudden outpouring of adrenaline and dopamine. It'll bring you to a high. You'll get a high out of it. And your heart rate steps up, your blood pressure steps up, and that stimulates your pituitary to put out more adrenaline, to put out more cortisol, and ATCH, which puts out more cortisol and it stimulates all these hormones, and your body is suddenly racing 90 miles an hour. And the more that fear stays there, and as it continues, if it stays more than 72 hours, you see, there's a safety mechanism built in, feedback circuits in the brain that will control this and cut off. But if you've got the constant stimulus and it goes on and you keep nursing your anger to keep it warm. You ever read the poem by Burns, Tom or Shanta? And Tom was drunk and he was coming home and his poor little wife was at home and she was nursing her wrath to keep it warm, just waiting on him. You know, we nurse our wrath, boy, we're going to get him. I'm going to get him. Going to get even. I know what I should have said. If I just done this, if I just done that, I just said this, I just said that. And you rehearse this thing over and over and over. Well, after a while, the feedback, the safety mechanisms to cut off all these extra hormones that are flowing into your hypothalamus, which in turn sends out these peptides signals. It's shut down and you push it down. But adrenaline constricts the blood vessels. And the dendrites, which are the ends of the nerves that carry out things, that carry your memory is stored in the dendrite forest, shrink down. They begin to shrink. They begin to die. And you create what the neurophysiologists call a black hole. Now, this is a vision that I had some years ago of the spirit of bondage. And this thing was a pale green. And there were these black holes in the head there. And they have demonstrated these on imaging of the brain. And you lose your memory. And you can't even remember what happened anymore. But this circuit is still there. And so what do? You say, God, if there's anything, you know, when you see somebody and you get that feeling, it means God says, forgive. Start praying for that person. Start praying grace and mercy and forgiveness. And then come boldly to the throne of grace, it says in Hebrews, that you might receive help in your time of need. And you say, God, I forgive. God, take away from me all this rage and anger and hostility I have over this thing, and you will feel this thing come out. But you've got to remember that nature abhors a vacuum. And demons come in those places. And they just keep that cycle going to destroy your brain. Maybe this is part of the root of Alzheimer's. But you start praying and say, God, restore me. But the caterpillar, the cankerworm, and the palmer worm is stolen. And you know, you didn't get in this way overnight. You think you're going to get out overnight? Now, God miraculously healed my cancer overnight. And He could do that. But most everything takes a little longer. And you just keep persisting. And when the bad, toxic thoughts come up, of things that have happened to you in the past and hurt you, you immediately begin to pray for those people, pray mercy and forgiveness on them, and say, I don't want these toxic thoughts. You've got to take control of your thought life. And in the back of my book, I've got a thing called Walking in Freedom. I can't go into it. I'm already way over schedule. But it's about walking in freedom. Get a copy of it and read it. And walk it out. See where the thoughts come from. And you say, God, help me. Push this, and you push those bad thoughts out of your mind. You say, God, help me forgive those people. And you start praying for them. You bless those people. And you don't do it just once. It is a lifestyle. Deliverance is not an event in your life. You come up and you get a whole bunch of demons. Everybody would like to have all their demons rolled up in one little ball and thrown into the garbage can. And then you can just walk in freedom and do what you need. Go stand in peace. It don't work that way. It don't work that way. It is a lifestyle of praying for your enemies. It is a lifestyle of praying for the people who've hurt you and blessing them and saying, God, set me free and restore my mind. Restore my memory. Touch me, Lord God, that I can walk with you and imitate you in forgiveness. Paul said, imitate me as I imitate God, as I imitate Jesus. That's 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 11, 1. You imitate me as I imitate Jesus Christ. And you can't do that without God. You have to call out to Him for mercy and grace and knowledge. He's the only one that is good. He said, why do you call me good? There's not but one good, that's God. He said, God, we want to be just like you. We want to die to self. We want to die to our soulish life that we might live to you. That you will replace us. There will be none of old Billy left and all you. You don't trust old Billy. Because in me, in my flesh, dwells no good thing. I want the Holy Spirit. If in Romans 8 it says, if He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead lives in you, He will quicken or bring to life your mortal body. He will bring this back to life. As you wait on Him, call on Him, acknowledge Him as the fountain of all life and all goodness, and refuse to tolerate those toxic thoughts being in your mind. You push them out. It says in Philippians 4:4, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Let your prayers and petitions be made to God with thanksgiving. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding will guard, garrison, a guard that means to protect, to build a moat around, to garrison with troops, your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Whatever things are good, whatever things are noble, whatever things are of good report, whatever things have virtue, think on these things. I left out some of them, but you can look it up. It's Philippians 4:4-8. Think on these things, and the peace of God will be with you. What does that mean? That means when those bad thoughts come up, you start forgiving. And you take that toxic thought, boy, I'm going to get even. You say, oh no, I have forgiven. I am not the least bit interested in revenge. I am not the least bit interested in seeing Him pay for it. That's God's business. God, you bless Him. I just ask you to be merciful to Him and bless Him, Lord. What are you talking about, Doctor? That hussy stole somebody else's hussy and she threw mine down. Well, God bless you, honey. You want that to come back in your life again? No! Well, then you forgive and pray God and bless Him. And what God does with us, God's business. But as long as you hold on to it, you're going to have that in your life. The rest of your life, you're going to have bad, broken relationships. Because you are wishing it on her, it's going to come on you. You're sowing it into your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is a spirit of bondage. And He got them black holes and He sits up here on top of the mine right there. And He's like a telephone exchange. And He runs His tentacles all down in all those, out here in the eye there, in the nose, in the mouth, back down the spinal cord. And He draws power from all those demons in there. When you're not coming against one demon, you come against one of them, He immediately reaches out to all those and draws power to stand against you. And so you cut Him off. You isolate Him. I isolate you from all those spirits. You draw no power, authority, from any other spirit. Communicate with no other spirit. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Now, gluttony, I command you to come out. Corneo, I command you to come out. Whatever it is, it's all related to this bondage spirit. And they all work together. That's the Kundalini spirit going down the spine. You know, that's due. That is modern. People say that 80% of back pain due to demons. Is it any interesting that more than half the time when the neurosurgeons operate on your back, you don't get no better? They get worse. That's the statistic. That's because 80% of it is due to this fellow running it down. Name is Kundalini. Sabana. Kundalini is the snake spirit of Hinduism. Lives in the base of your spine and comes up around your spine. There are a number of different ones. Sabana is the chief Antichrist spirit. And she wants to mate with her mate, Silva, who lives in your brain. He's right up here. That's him. I won't go into all of that. I can tell you that I've been there and I know that. I have met those things in my own personal life. And they are not nice characters. They want to kill you as slowly and as painfully as possible. You know, the devil got into a fight with God once. And he lost. God whipped him. He can't beat God. And so he looks around and he sees you. Made in the image of God. Look just like God to him. Well, he hates you. And he wants to kill you. Can't touch God, but he can touch you. And then he can stand by in front of God and say, "Look at that. What do you think about your image now?" As you walk down the street drunk, falling down, vomiting all over yourself. What do you think about your image now? Or something worse? Lying, cheating, stealing, going around. God, he's right there pointing it out to God day and night. We have an implacable foe who's mean and cruel beyond imagination, who desires to kill you as slowly and as painfully as possible. It is God's desire that you should turn from your sin and live. Why should you die? Live. O Israel, I say to you, live. I have no death, no pleasure in the death of the Son, but rather he should turn from his sin and live. And that word turn means repent. Now repent is more than just saying you're sorry. It's having a change of mind. That's what it means in the Greek, to change your mind. In Hebrew, it means to make a 180-degree turn. Walk away from it and not do it anymore. That's repentance. Repentance means you stop doing it. In the name of Jesus, get rid of the toxic thoughts. Control your thoughts. I could talk for an hour and a half on just controlling your thought processes, but I'm going to quit now because we still got to pray. In the name of Jesus, everybody stand up. It is said that the brain can only absorb what the fanny can endure. And when all your blood gets settled down into your fanny, into your leg, you need to jump up and down a little bit and praise God and get your blood to moving again. So we can pray. Now we've had individual prayer, we've had individual deliverance, we're going to have what we call a mass deliverance. Now in this, first we're going to repent, and then we're going to come against, I'm going to call out a number of spirits. I want you to listen very attentively. I don't want you praying in the Spirit. I don't want you praying in tongues. I want you to listen to what I'm saying. And come against it in your minds. And push it out. It's like having a baby. All you women know that you've got to work to get a baby out. And you got to come against it, set your mind against it, and push! And that's what it takes to get a demon out. Now, sometimes they just want to run out. Sometimes they want to hold on. But you push them out in the name of Jesus. And just listen and agree with me. And God will drive them out. Now, whatever happens, let it happen. We do not encourage manifestations. I used to minister at Brother Wynn Worley's church, and Brother Wynn felt that if you did not manifest, the demon didn't come out. Well, the amount of manifestations depends on the person in charge. And Brother Glenn does not encourage manifestations, but he says if something happens, let it happen. Don't choke it down because you keep the demon in. Just let it go. If it happens, it happens. Don't worry about it. We've seen everything. And nobody worried about you. They all worried about their own demons. Don't worry about yourself. If you got to choose between your dignity and your demon, you let the demon go, you can get your dignity back. And nobody is listening to you. Nobody's looking at you. They think about their own troubles. And you just let it go. And if you start manifesting having problems, we have skilled workers like Jerry who will come and help you. Most people get deliverance just standing there breathing it out or coughing a little bit. It comes out of demons or spirits. Spirits are air. It's air or wind or breath. That's the way the word is translated. And it generally comes out of the nose, out of the ears, out of the mouth, out of the breathing passages. Sometimes it comes out of other body orifices, but that's all right. Don't worry about it. Let it go. If you vomit, it'll bring you something to vomit. Just let it go. First time I got deliverance was on that road right there where Jerry's standing. And he called out my first demon. You know, I was here 3 days. I went up and complained to the speaker that I had come at great personal expense and inconvenience. And I've been doing just what he told me to. I'd been coming against him, and I'd been rebuking, and I'd been breathing out hard, and nothing was happening. He said, well, maybe tonight will be your night. That's all Brother Owen said. He said, maybe tonight will be your night. And he got up and he said, this is the list of spirits God has given me. He had my list. And he called out the first one, and he threw me on the floor when I rolled and vomited. And the second one, I was about to get up, and I vomited again. I was covered with vomiters all over. And I was rolling and watering in it. And every time he spoke, another one came out, you know, and more vomit. And poor Brother John came over, and he stood about 3 feet off and prayed for me. But, you know, I got up, and I went down to the shower. Down here, this room was him, but I was sleeping upstairs with the sheetrock. And I was the first guest in this building, and I slept up there on a cot amongst the sheetrock and the pipes and ducts and everything. And there wasn't any facilities up there. I went over down there and took a shower and cleaned up and came back, you know, and I was just fine. But I had a whole lot of it, and I've been getting a little mature since. And so let it happen. Whatever happens, let it happen. In the name of Jesus. See, I believe that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Son of God. He was manifested in the flesh. He died on the cross for my sin. He was raised from the dead on the third day for my justification. He ascended into heaven, sits on the right hand of the Father, ever to make intercession for me. God is my Father. Jesus Christ is my big brother. I am a child of the living God. I have been adopted. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Lord, set me free. I repent all the sins of my ancestors and all my sin. I break all the curses in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of incest back 10 generations. I break the curse of illegitimacy back 10 generations. I break the curse of Fornio
as sexual sin. In the name of Jesus, I break the curse of whoredom and idolatry. In the name of Jesus, I command them to go. I break all these curses. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I break the curse of returning evil for good. And I command them to go now. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Call it out, out in the name of Jesus Christ. We break its power. We break its power. Lord Jesus, I confess, Lord, that there are some people that I resent who hurt me. And Lord, I forgive them. I confess the sin of being resentful. And I ask forgiveness. And I sow mercy and grace into the lives of those who hurt me. Touch me, Lord. Heal me, Lord God. Take all the bad memories, Lord. Heal my brain. Heal my body. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of unforgiveness, the spirit of brain damage, the spirit of bondage. I break its power and I command it to go in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, you spirit, I break all these curses. All you shackles drop off now in the name of Jesus. Drop off. All the chains, all the shackles to the past. Remember this. Come on out. All the bondage. God didn't give them a spirit of bondage again to fear. He gave them a spirit of adoption where we cry, Abba, Father. Touch them, Lord. Break the chains off now, Lord. I loose them. I loose them, Lord God, from all of this, all these sins, Lord. I break all the evil soul ties to the past. I break the spirit of the charmer in the name of Jesus. And all the evil soul ties to bad associations, to bad friendships in the name of Jesus. All the charming spirits, all the witchcraft spirits, I break them. I break the curse of witchcraft and hold them in the name of Jesus. And I command them to go. Everybody take a deep breath and cough. Let it go. Cough it out. In the name of Jesus, let it go. Come on out. Out. Out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. All unforgiveness. Come out. Come on out. All resentment. Come out. All anger, rage, and hostility. Come out. Come out. 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 All anger, rage, and hostility. I break the power. Anger, rage, hostility. I'm speaking to you. Bitterness. Unforgiveness. Come out. Come out. Out of there. Out of there in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Everybody can sit down now. Come on out. 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 Let them go. Let God's people go in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. And I speak healing and restoration to God's people. In the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. Come against the power of the occult now. All the inherited occult sins. Come on out. All the witchcraft. Trying to control all the people. I break its power now. All the witchcraft. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. All that spirit of witchcraft. Let them go. Come on out. All the Antichrist spirits. I come against it in the name of Jesus. All the Antichrist spirits. The spirit of Jezebel. Come out. Come out. All the Antichrist spirits. Come on out. In the name of Jesus. Savannah, I speak to you. Come out. Come out. Spirit of abortion. Come out. Spirit of abortion. I break the curse of abortion. Back 10 generations. Back 20 generations. I break the curse of abortion in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of murder and Moloch and Shamush and Tinka. Come out. I speak to these spirits and I command them to go. Let them go. Let them go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Go. 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 All of you. All of that Antichrist. Come out. Come out. Come out. All that false anointing. Out. Out. All the false anointing. I come against the false comforter. The false comforter. The gluttony spirit. Come against the spirit of gluttony. The false comforter. Come out. Come out. Come out. False mistress. Come out. Gluttony. I come against the spirit of drugs. Drugs. I come against it. All the drugs that cause the rush, that cause the high, that release dopamine and serotonin, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power, all your spirits of cocaine, marijuana, street drugs. I break your power. I command you to go. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath now, people. Take a breath and let them go. Come on out. Come out of God's people. I come against the spirit of marijuana now. Come out. Come out. The reaper spirit. Come on out. Just suck a reaper and you'll be all right. You'll feel better. Come out. I come against the reaper spirit. I come against the cocaine spirit in the name of Jesus. The street drugs. The alcohol spirit. Come out. Come out. The nicotine spirit. Nervous, just smoke a Chesterfield. Come out. All you Chesterfield spirits, all you Camel spirits, all you Pall Mall spirits, all other tobacco spirits, nicotine spirits, all chewable, smokeless back, come out! Come out, all you bondage devils! Let them go! Let them go! Spirit of epilepsy, I bind you now. Gremlins, come out! Come out! Spirit of epilepsy, let them go. Bondage! Bondage! Bondage, I isolate you from all other spirits. You've got no power, authority, any other spirit. You can communicate with no other spirit. I bind you now. And I command you to be gone. I command you to be gone. Turn God's people loose. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. Bondage to Peniel. Bondage to Peniel. I speak to you. I know you're there. You turn them loose now. Bondage to self-pleasure. Come out. Come out. You heard me call your name. I don't need to yell. You let them go. Let them go. Now, in the name of Jesus. Come on out. God of the belly. Come out. God of the belly. Come out. God of the belly, I'm speaking to you. I bind you in Jesus' name. You turn God's people loose. You can't torment them anymore. Out. 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 In the name of Jesus. Tension, headaches, and muscle spasm, and headaches. I bind you and I break your power. Let God's people go. Come out from behind their eyes. Come out of the third chunker. I bind you, you foul devils. Let them go. I speak fire and destruction on you in the name of Jesus. Let them go. All their headaches in the name of Jesus. All high blood pressure. Blood pressure, I say, line up with the word. I come against deafness. All deafness. Come out, deafness, blindness. Come out, blindness and deafness. Come out, in the name of Jesus, all allergies. Be gone, allergies. Be gone, asthma, hay fever, bronchospastic airway disease, emphysema. Come out. Come out, all lung problems, all pneumonia. Come out, in the name of Jesus, all bronchitis, all heartaches, all heart failure. In the name of Jesus, I bind fear. In the final days, fear, men's fear shall cause their heart to fail. I come against heart failure. Come out. Congestive heart failure. Come out. Come against thyroidism, Hashimoto's disease, high thyroid, low thyroid, no thyroid. I bind you and I command you to be gone. Come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Reflux, esophagitis. Come out. Bind you. Stomach ulcers. Reflux, duodenal ulcers. We bind you. Come out. Crohn's disease. Enteritis. Come out. Constipation. Diarrhea. Colitis. I break your power. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them go. Be healing and restoration to God's people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go. Go. I come against menorrhagia. Come out. Menorrhagia. Come out. I come against endometriosis. Come out. I come against miscarriages. I bind that. Break the curse of miscarriages in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the curse of miscarriages in the name of Jesus. Be gone. All the miscarriages. Come out. Come against menorrhagia. Come out. Come out. Dyspareunia. I bind you and I command you to be gone. Be gone, dyspareunia. Anorenia, I bind you and I command you to be gone. Impotence, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, go, in the name of Jesus. Endometriosis, I break your curse. I break the curse of endometriosis now in the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed, buddy. Be healed. Be healed. Menorrhagia, dysmenorrhea, I bind it. PMS, come out. PMS, I'm speaking to you. You let God's people go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. All arthritis now, all claudication, all arthritis. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All pain, fibromyalgia. I bind you and I break your power. Come on, turn her loose. Turn her loose. Turn her loose in Jesus' name. Let her go. Let her go. Now, in the name of Jesus, you get this child. Let her go. In the name of Jesus, let her go. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I just ask for an outpouring of your Spirit now. Lord, I just ask you to touch. Touch your people. Touch your people. Lord, let your healing grace. Everybody stand up and hold up their hand. And open their mouth. Stand up and look up for your day. Your redemption draws nigh. And let your... Oh, let your Spirit come down, for we've all been given one Spirit to drink. Drink! Drink of the healing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Drink of His healing Spirit to come down. The anointing, let it flow, Lord God. More, Lord. More. Flow, river. Oh, God. Let the river of love flow through, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let them be lost in the river of love, Lord. In the name of Jesus. The river that flows out from under your throne, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, just let it flow now. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Let the peace of God that passeth all understanding guard their heart and mind in Christ Jesus. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with you now and forevermore. Amen.
This is the end. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.